was walking over a plain, I met a lovely, comely swain. He cast his manly looks on me, and cried, "Faith, nymph, I must love thee." Replied unto the shepherd, "Welcome is thy love to me. I willing am to wed thee, bed thee, for I'll marry none but thee." With that he hugged me in his arms, and seemed to dote upon my charms. He kissed and pressed my cheeks and breast, and all love's kindest vows professed. I with melting looks was grateful, vowing still that only he should welcome be to wed me, bed me, if to marry he'd agree. With hand in hand along we passed, kind looks we on each other cast. He envied was by every swain who piping sate upon the plain. Each sweet look or word I gave him mingled with a kiss must be, vowing he'd surely wed me, bed me, and love none but only me. At last into a grove we came, his love had set me in a flame. We sat beneath a shady tree, no lover e'er more blessed than we. His hand was pressing toward my garter, begging leave he might be free, vowing he'd surely wed me, bed me, if I'd let him touch my knee. Could e'er a bonnie lass believe he would so kind a man deceive? Sweet melting words he gently used, but yet at last his love abused. I inflamed with such affection, he such speeches used to me, vowing he'd surely wed me, bed me, and desired no love but me. Like lambs we thus began to play, and pass love's pleasing hours away. His words and kisses were so sweet, his looks and features so complete, that each bold attempt he offered kindly was embraced by me, he vowing still to wed me, bed me, and pursue no lass but me. We kissed and toyed until at last the thoughts of wedding quite were past. No fears could our desires remove of satisfying our present love. His kind words were so prevailing that he bent me to his bow. I asked him then to wed me, bed me, but he answered, "No, no, no." I quickly after proved with bairn, no knows how great was my concern. He broke broke the vow so oft professed, and all the kindness he expressed. Wretched now is my condition, for I ne'er shall married be. There's none will e'er wed me, bed me. How unkind a wretch was he!